the 14th of March, 1972, Paul Cummings talking to Harry and Abrams in his fantastic office here. Doesn't look like an office. You know, it's like a huge bookstore.
Actually, we keep this as a kind of a living room, as you can see with any desk. All the files are in the secretarial offices in there, which I'll show you later, Paul. Yeah, the files and the books and so forth.
Right, right. It's marvelous, relaxed atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Could we just start with some kind of biographical information about, you know, you were born in London, you were 8 years old and you came here, so how much of London do you remember? And
very, very little. I suspect that when I came here, and looking back, unlike so many people, I just don't remember too much.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the elementary schools, of course, that I went to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I came here, my father, who had come here a little bit before I did, or I would guess maybe 2 years or 3 years before he sent for his family
mm-hmm.
to come here, had opened up a shoe store in the Brownsville neighborhood of New York, a place mm-hmm. called Howard Avenue and Park Place, mm-hmm. somewhere there,
mm-hmm.
and we came to live there.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a poor neighborhood of Brownsville at
mm-hmm.
that time, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You went to what, Manual Training High School
for 1 year.
For 1 year?
For 1 year. And then after that 1 year, I left because my father opened up another shoe store,
mm-hmm.
and indeed I'd proved myself to be a fairly good shoe salesman. So here I was.
Economic reasons.
Here I was. My father couldn't afford to have anyone else,
mm-hmm.
and so he asked me whether I would stay in this shoe store, and indeed I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this also was in another neighborhood in Brownsville.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you enjoy that?
As a youngster, yes,
no.
very much.
No.
I smoked the greatest Philip Morris cigarettes, and which were then in these paper containers that are, you know, in these boxes that are quite different than, you know,
the flat
boxes.
Yeah.
And I consider myself quite fancy at the time, yes.
Well, how did you pick
up? But I was no more than about 14 years old,
mm-hmm.
13 or 14
mm-hmm.
years old.
Did you pick out high school for any reason, or was it just the neighborhood school? Were you interested in craft or anything?
No, I think it just sounded good to me, and it sounded very masculine to go to Manual Training High School
mm-hmm.
at the time, because they had a great football team, and boys' high school was a little bit too intellectual for me,
mm-hmm.
and I think I inclined towards that high school, which was a little bit more masculine
mm-hmm.
than boys' high school, which was also
mm-hmm.
masculine at the time. At
mm-hmm.
that time, it was kind of
mm-hmm.
sissy to go into a co-ed school.
Oh, right.
So,
were you interested in sports or athletics?
Yes, very much. I was
yeah.
interested in, as a matter of fact, in the public schools. I was interested in basketball, which
mm-hmm.
was and
mm-hmm.
running and
mm-hmm.
racing.
Track, yeah.
Actually.
Oh, great!
50-yard dash. You know.
Yeah. Zip. How did you come to go to the Art Students League, and when was that exactly?
That was something that was just terribly. The very first school I went to was not the Art Students League. It was the National Academy of Arts and Design on 109th Street in Amsterdam Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there because my mother thought that I was quite an artist.
Hmm.
And I wasn't at all. It was merely that for
mm-hmm.
the uninitiative and for my mother, it just looked as if I could copy something that just looked very, can I see in about 20 minutes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For my mother, and I was very much impressed with what my mother thought. She thought I was really something that was
mm-hmm.
very, very special, where I really wasn't. So I decided that I
to
knew.
Go.